It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
And Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News. Time now, 5:30.
It is 54 degrees.
A crash southbound I-15 in South Salt Lake. I'm Heather Kelly.
We are following a developing story this half hour in Utah County, where a busy Memorial Day weekend took place for search and rescue teams, and it's not over.
KSL News Radio's Dan Baumas has the latest on a slew of rescues, including one that will happen later this morning.
There were a couple of incidents at Stewart Falls near Sundance. The Deseret News reports a 19-year-old woman and a 9-year-old boy fell about 40 feet when they got too close to the edge of the falls. They were both injured. The boy was flown to the hospital. In a separate incident, a 40-year-old woman needed help after she broke her leg when she tripped. At daylight, rescue teams are planning to bring down a hiker who is stranded at the 9,000-foot level of Mount Timpanogos. They dropped equipment to him last night so he could spend the night on the ledge. Dan Baumas, KSL News Radio.
Layton police have released the name of a woman who they say was killed by a man over the weekend after she met him on the Tinder dating app. As the investigation continues, a woman who's known the suspect for several years is expressing her condolences for the victim and her family. We get the details from KSL TV's Ashley Moser.
Autumn Daly actually worked with the alleged killer back in 2009. They were friendly. They never dated. But she says it wasn't until last year that he started bombarding her with text messages trying to meet up. She was trying to be nice and let him know that she wasn't interested. The most recent text was actually last week. She says she never felt that she was in danger or that he was aggressive, but that he was very persistent.
Daly tells KSL when she heard about the murder, she was shocked and says it could have been her.
The coronavirus, your money, and security. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
For the first time in several weeks, Utahns are returning to the mall.
It's been forever. I've been dying to go to the mall. It's been since, like, February.
But there are some changes for those businesses that are reopening. Lines are in place to encourage social distancing, and some stores are not allowing customers to try on clothing. Others are quarantining any clothing that is tried on but not purchased, putting it in a closet for a couple of days before bringing it back to the sales floor.
U of U students should be back on campus this fall. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live with more. Mary.
Tim, a spokesman for the U, says they will have smaller classes to make sure they can do some safe social and physical distancing. And on-campus living spaces could have extra cleaning of common areas. Dining could be more takeout, for example. Testing and contact tracing will also be in place. And all students will be expected to do regular hand washing. Meanwhile, the Utah State University's president says they will also have in-person classes, though some may just be partially in-person. The Utah System of Higher Education is expected to announce the system-wide strategy soon, and BYU has said they'll make an announcement in July. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
The pandemic continues to recede at the epicenter. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Amanda, the epicenter for the pandemic announcing fewer than 100 deaths for only the second time yesterday. New York Governor Cuomo reporting 96 died as of Monday.
We honor them by growing stronger together.
21 of those deaths, by the way, were in nursing homes. More regions of New York State begin reopening process this week. Travel to the U.S. from Brazil now banned as coronavirus spreads there. ABC's Ian Pannell.
Some hospitals and morgues are now at capacity. Even mass graves have been dug for the growing ranks of the dead.
The season for Brazilian tourists coming to the U.S. just now beginning with Florida, a favorite destination. Coronavirus coverage every 30 minutes on KSL News Radio. California is allowing churches to reopen, but with no more than 100 people in attendance. Governor Newsom.
We look forward to churches reopening in a safe in a responsible manner.
At least 1,200 pastors in the state vowed to resume services this coming Sunday with or without permission. And the Justice Department calling on Nevada to allow churches to resume, saying continued restrictions appear to violate the Constitution. The DOJ notes Nevada is allowing casinos to begin operations with restrictions in place, and not allowing churches to do the same could be problematic. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
KSL Weather Now with Grant Wayman. The forecast can be summed up in one word: hot.
Heat waves coming your way today. It'll be comfortable. It'll start to climb. We'll hit a 90 degree or so on Thursday. That's, you know, hot, but not too bad. But it really starts to climb by the time we get to Friday and Saturday, middle upper 90 range. Folks got to just watch themselves in the sun, in the afternoon sun. Got to play it smart. Find the shady spot, extra water on hand, especially once we get toward the end of the week and first part of the weekend.
Grant says, with the exception of today, we're looking at hotter than normal temperatures for the entire 7-day forecast. And in St. George, they're expecting temperatures in the triple-digit range for 5 of the next 7 days.
A marathon live graduation ceremony is happening today in Magna. KSL News Radio's Todd Fuchs says it involved math.
8-hour period, and we had 2 stages. That's really 16 hours. And if we had all of the graduates sign up, we would need every 2 minutes.
That's Shanae Henson, graduation chair at Cypress High in Magna. Starting at 11 today at the school's 2 campuses, graduating seniors will walk across a stage solo, their parents watching and filming. They've been budgeted for about 2 minutes each. There won't be a handshake from the principal, but there will be hand clapping.
All times there should be 5 teachers in there, and they'll get to applaud, and then a few of us on the graduation committee.
Henson says about 300 seniors will be walking. Todd Fuchs, KSL News Radio.
Coming up on KSL.